Proclamation number 4446, 30th of September, 1948. Right teacher. God as teacher. School of the Spirit. I have taken you into my school in order to train you to become capable teachers. You are in possession of the pure truth and thus can teach for the benefit of humanity. This teaching ministry is extremely important in the last days before the end, for only a few people are able to hear the voice of the Spirit within themselves and thus also to be taught directly by me about their earthly task, about their Creator and Father of Eternity, about their actual relationship with Him and about the effects of right and wrongly used will. This knowledge has to be conveyed to them in utmost truth so that they will not fall prey to misguided teachings, for many will presume to teach and each one of them will consider himself called without. However, having been called by me for an office which requires bearers of truth in order to be provided properly. Pure truth alone signifies brightness. Pure truth alone leads to me, as it also originates from me, and therefore I myself take my servants to school for this teaching ministry and instruct them in everything they need for their mission. And I truly instruct them right. I will never tolerate that anything other than pure truth is imparted to those who want to be active for me as serving forces on earth, and I will always provide clarification where there is doubt or ignorance, so that the teachers will be able to see completely clearly, to refute objections or contradictions and to answer questions truthfully at all times. 1st of the 10th, 1948. The truth is to be received by me directly if it is to be pure and unadulterated, and again I therefore train suitable teachers who receive this truth for the first time through the voice of the Spirit and also deal with it intellectually so that they can then teach with complete conviction, as is my will. If a person on earth expresses his will to work for me, he is a welcome pupil to me, to whom I impart profound knowledge and prepare him for his pedagogical work. Thus he will first be instructed himself in the same way as he shall then instruct his fellow human beings who are outside of contact with me. For they shall find their way to me, they shall learn to recognize me as a loving teacher, as a God of grace and justice, of love and wisdom. I also want to impart my gospel to them and therefore have to avail myself of those who let me speak through them. Thus, if I instruct you, I am also active in you myself. It is my mouth which speaks words of love to you. It is my spirit which sounds to you from it. It is my love which expresses itself in you through the word. You are merely the form which I use. Thus I instruct people myself through you, but my strength is always at work when you humans hear the gospel through those who receive the word from me. Therefore, if you listen to them, you listen to me, and if you don't believe them, you don't believe in me either, otherwise you would immediately recognize my voice as the voice of your Creator, the Father of Eternity. Therefore pay attention to those I send to you and take their words seriously, then you will also soon learn to recognize the teacher and join his school. For truly, I say to you, you are constantly surrounded by teachers who are all active on my behalf in the spiritual kingdom. And they make sure that you are instructed correctly, that you learn to recognize the truth and never ever lose it, so that you, as teachers on earth, can help them to educate people to think correctly, for only the truth helps you humans to unite with me, to attain eternal beatitude. Amen.